Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and I'm so glad those who are listening now or those who will listen in the future, because I've got a really, really special guest today. He has been a friend of mine for a few years, and he's one of my favorite people. His mom is, and his girlfriend, his sweetheart's becoming one of my favorite people, too. You know why I like him? Because he is known and becoming more known as the millionaire maker. He's a young entrepreneur, the millionaire maker. How many of us want to become a millionaire? And Stephen, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Tree.
Anyway,
glad to be here.
I know. Well, you sound great. You've got a great radio voice. And I know that you're creating millions and you're helping others to do that. So tell us, share with us how you became the millionaire maker and what led you to do that. And why don't you just have a regular old 9-to-5 job?
Yeah. I've always worked construction, and it's hard backbreaking labor. But my mom's been an entrepreneur for a long time, and I always wanted to do that. And I started my own construction company, and it was backbreaking. And like a lot of times, you're not even just working 9-to-5. A lot of the times, you're working 16 hours, 14 hours, and of course, my sweetheart, Crystal, she put up with it, but I mean, it was hard on her and our relationship, but also on me and my body. And, you know, so I was looking for other avenues. Like, I wasn't happy, you know, and whether it's working a 9-to-5 or if you're owning a company like that work, you're going to people's houses, and it's hard, you know, it's a lot of hard work. So I was doing that for years. I don't know how many exactly, but I don't even like to think about it anymore.
Way too many, right?
But it is, yeah. It's good to think about when I'm like, man, I'm so glad, you know, to get past that. But and then I found something that's a great opportunity, and that has done well for me and for a lot of people in our community, people that stay plugged in and linked up with us, and me, myself, and other leaders in our community who help and coach these people to be able to gain the financial freedom and success that they're looking for, or you know, different people want different things. So we try to gear our coaching towards what they want, you know, and help them to achieve it. Like, so because everybody's like-minded and, We work on mindset and helping people like newer members to get that kind of mindset, which is a successful mindset. And once you change your mindset and you start taking action on the things that you know you should be doing or that your coaches are explaining to you work, because a lot of the coaches and leaders in our community, they've been through it all. You know, like me, I started with just a 9-to-5, working crazy hours, driving all over, having to drive hours and hours, and you don't get paid for that, especially when you own your own company. You're paying for everything, you know. I used to have to pay for people that worked for me, their food and gas allowance and all kinds of stuff. So it's really nice working online and being able to make money and doing things on my terms, you know, the way that I envisioned owning a business should be. Yeah.
That is cool. I love that. So thank you. And I have a question for you. So you've had your own landscaping, and I'm probably saying that really wrong, and I apologize about that. But you've had your own landscaping business, and you've sweated and worked 100 hours plus, right?
Yeah.
And so and I know that you're working for your own dream, your own desire, and now working with this company, and you can work online, right? So.
Yeah.
That's cool, and I'm amazed that you're working online because I know computer stuff is not, you know, and you're making a lot of money. Okay, we got to thank your sweetheart over there, your fiance. I'm sorry to say that too, for helping you with that. And you've got a strong coach yourself that is guiding you, right, in this company and this or in this industry that you're in the community you're in. Okay.
Yeah, we all have coaches and mentors, and just like I coach and mentor other people, I too have coaches and mentors that have helped me get through hard times, you know, with my life before starting to become successful and before believing in myself, even, you know, they believed, they seen what I want, and they knew that I can make it from the way that I talked about things and the way that I went about my business, you know, and they led me and every step of the way, really. And if I didn't know something, it's pretty cool because our community, we all help each other, and we'll jump on a Zoom call, we'll jump on a phone call, whatever it is that we need to do to help you, because if you're successful, it's, we're successful as well, you know, because that's our job as the community.
Right. Okay.
To do that and help others, you know.
I love that about what you guys are doing. So you're an entrepreneur, you're the millionaire maker. I mean, I know people are like, I like to be a millionaire maker. How cool is that? Right. So,
Yeah.
And we were chatting about this before. You want mm-hmm. to reach a lot of people. How many people do you want to reach? And some of them you'll have to introduce the internet to, but that's okay. Let's hire a camel. We'll go over there.
The world eventually.
Hey,
right?
That is nothing wrong with that.
What's the numbers on that? 7.3 billion.
That's exactly right. Right, and it's growing. So that's your goal, yeah. Right? And to help everybody you can. Here's a question for you. It sounds mm-hmm. like that you know what you want. You and your fiancé, your sweetheart, know what you guys are looking for to create. And you both do different things. She does the tech stuff. You do the talking to people. I'm sure she does too. But there's always one that's stronger than others. And you've got mentors that help you, got coaches that help you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something inside of you that made you say there's got to be more than sweating and working all these hours? Is there some kind of switch that went off, or were you born with it, or how did you figure that out?
I think I was born wanting to be an entrepreneur. But
okay.
The steps that I needed to take, I didn't know, of course, at first. And
okay.
then I got to a point where I thought I knew. And then, of course, everything changes and you realize you didn't know anything about what you thought you knew, you know? So it's like a whole process. And that's what, you know, I was talking about with your change of mindset is you really have to have an open mind and not think that you know everything, because you never know everything, but also take people's advice, you know, and let them help you, you know, but you're the one that can only help yourself, you know, like they can't help you, they can tell you, but you have to truly understand it and start comprehending and actually taking action on things that you're being told. And I guess that was the biggest change. And that's what really led to being successful, and then you know, and you having me on here. So, you know, it's just one step at a time, and it doesn't happen overnight, but you start, you know, you see people online making all kinds of money, and yeah, it can happen, but you don't see the steps that they took to get there, you know.
That's
and,
exactly right.
Yeah, and people think like, oh, I'm gonna make money overnight, or oh, I'm gonna be successful overnight. Yeah, it is still hard work, but it's not backbreaking labor. You know, me and my fiance, we get more time together. We have, you know, people in our community are flying to Bali. They're staying in Indonesia, all over, you know, and they're able to do that by working from their laptop. And that's the kind of life that I know a lot of people like, and some people, they just want to buy a farm and live out in the middle of nowhere and have like a dream home, you know, and so it's all what you want for your life or what you envision. But I would see that, and I'd always try to take shortcuts, but there is no shortcut to success. You have to, you know, and you have to take every step that the people that are successful, that
right.
they, you know, and if you don't have mentors and good coaches that have been there or made mistakes and tried things that didn't work, you have to take those steps and find out the hard way, or you can take their advice and be like, hey, you know what? This didn't work for them. Why do I think it's going to work for me? And yeah, I've made those mistakes. Like some things I'm like, well, it didn't work for them. They're different, you know, but no, it didn't work for me either. So once you start actually taking advice and take coaching from people who are more experienced, that's when you can start changing your life, you know, and it starts with your mindset, but it also action is a huge deal. You know, if you're not taking action, you could have the greatest ideas in the world, but they're never going to come to fruition if you're not taking action, you know.
That is so true. So you action, and I know that I'm sure you guys both, because you guys are working the business together, and I know your mom is too as well. Mm-hmm. But one of the questions I have for you is, do you ever wake up and you're like, man, I am so stressed, I don't feel like doing this? What inspires you to do it? I know, you know, traveling the world like you guys are planning to do, and being the millionaire maker, but how do you look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, Stephen, I got to do this again today? How do you do that?
Well, really, there are certain parts that I, every once in a while, like, oh, I got to do this. But I truly love doing this online company and helping other people. And
wow,
that's what keeps me going. So you have to do certain things sometimes to get the gratification out of the rest of it, because without doing the things sometimes that you don't want to do, you won't be able to, you know, help people or enjoy the other things that come with it, which you do enjoy, you know, like the good things, you know.
Sure.
So that would be my answer to that one.
I like it. I love it, and that's a great answer. So I know that that I'm sure your fiance inspires you. You're marrying her,
yeah,
so that's a good thing. Yeah. Not only because she's good on the computer, but she's probably good for you, and you're good for her. I like it. And your mom. Who else has inspired you? I know your mom has. She's a character, and I love her.
My personal coach, Bobby, he's been a great inspiration. There's been times when I'm like, you know what, I don't know if this is going to work, this and that. And I think everybody falls into those mindsets, especially in the beginning,
uh-huh,
until you start seeing results. But he was there telling me, hey, you know, like, dude, I know what you want. I know where your vision is, and it's a great vision. And if you don't continue working towards your vision, you're not going to achieve it, you know? And so,
right,
like, yeah, he's called me. He's jumped on a million Zoom calls with me, showed me how to figure out advertising and different ways to talk to people and setting up funnels and landing pages, all kinds of technical stuff as well. And Crystal is very good at it. That's my fiance. But Bobby has hopped on like at a moment's notice, you know, and that's great to have something like that, especially, I mean, to have that, it's really priceless, you know, and you really need a community like that. And that's actually what's helped the most is the community, you know. And if Bobby, for some reason, he has kids and he goes to their basketball games and he has softball and all that. So if he's not available, you know, I can always reach out to other leaders and members in my community that I trust and know. I mean, I trust everybody, but everybody's at a different stage in their company, you know, in our community. So the people that I know or experience, I can always reach out to them and they'll respond, whether they're across the world or, you know, in California or on the East Coast, it doesn't matter, because we have members from all over the world, you know? So there's always somebody up and always somebody willing to help, which is, it's amazing, really. And it shows that there are, you know, good, successful people that want to help others, you know?
That's good. Well, you've said that yourself, that you want to help people.
Yeah.
And so, Bobby, I want to meet him. You have to introduce me. Cause,
you will.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Because you talk so highly of him and you know, and he helps you. I like that. So it's a teach-to-teach business, I'm assuming. I feel like it. And it's worldwide. So you can build a worldwide business from your chair in your office at home or at your kitchen table, wherever you are. Is that right?
Anywhere that you have Wi-Fi or internet connection. I mean, yeah, you can run your online business from anywhere, you know. It's pretty neat because that's what the internet and everything is going towards, is online, you know, and the amount of people you can reach and help change their lives and your audience for whatever you're doing online, you know, is greater than if you were going door to door knocking, doing sales, or you're doing you know, it, cold calling people, you know, I done that with my mom since I was a kid, you know, so I understand like the way things were, but this is the way things are now, and it's much better, and it allows other people to help more people and experience new things, you know, and I guess that's what I like, you know, and our community when Bobby got in was, I believe it was like 92 members or 93 members, and then I got in, it was 100 and something members, and our community's only been online for, I think a little over 2 years now, and we already, we're at 2,700 members, and the momentum's been picking up, and every week we get about 100 new members, you know, so, and we're revamping the whole thing, because we stay current on platforms as they change, like Instagram, Facebook, the marketplace, like all of our avenues that we advertise and run our companies on, they're always changing. They're always coming out with new rules or things they like or don't like. And you have to be able to know what they are so you don't get shut down online and your business doesn't halt for a little bit, you know? So we stay up and we let everybody in the community know. That's why one reason why it's important to stay plugged in. But we're revamping like all the training courses, and we do Facebook advertised training, Instagram marketing training. We go over fundamentals with the internet. We have training courses for all of it. So we have videos, like if you don't feel like reaching out to somebody, or you know you've already reached out like 3 or 4 times, because I've done that before, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to reach out a fifth time. I'll try and get it out of a video, you know, so I'll go back to the training sometimes, you know, and I think it's important for the community to have that. And also for it to be relevant, you know, because the internet and technology is always changing. So that's why it's important that the community changes and adapts with it, you know.
I like that. So you guys are always on the cutting edge of technology. I like that. And I know that I've got 2 people that have texted me about what the name is, but I know you're revamping everything. So when you come back on, you can tell the name and all that kind of stuff, but I don't want you to lose anybody. So,
the name is actually, it's going to stay the same. It's the training courses and the way that we're going about our businesses online. That's what we're changing. We're changing, like, the background, the name. We're not revamping the name. From when I started, we did revamp the name once, and we rebranded because it was a small community. And once we hit like 1,000 members and we were growing like 40, 50 a week, we decided, you know, we needed to change it and gear it towards a larger community. So, and you know, to keep everybody involved and interacting with one another and helping each other. So we did that, and it's been successful, and it's been going strong and just growing like more and more every week. So I don't know. Should I give the name of our community? I mean, they can find me on Instagram, you know.
If you feel comfortable, I want you to have all the people that are listening to this, and I think that's going to take some time. If you want to say and you're cool with it, and Bobby's cool with it, and Crystal's cool with it, and your mom is, got to keep your mom happy too, you know that. So,
yeah, of course, got to keep all the women in my life happy. Or else
I know. Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
I'm not dumb.
Cute. You're a smart cookie, I got to tell you. And, I'll men take those on that little bit of advice there. That's cute.
So, our community is called the CEO Movement, and CEO stands for communities or community of entrepreneurs online. So that's what the CEO stands for. And it explains basically in the name, you know, we're a community of entrepreneurs that run our businesses online. So we can travel, we can go places, we can do things that traditional businesses really can't, you know, and a lot of people are making more than what, definitely more than they were making on their 9-to-5s, but
yeah,
more than like a traditional startup business. And it costs way less than a traditional startup business. You know, it's all about what you put into it and the learning curve and basically getting online and then allowing other people to help you, because we all know that you know, you're not just, well, for most people, there are people that are already tech savvy, already know the whole online field, social media and everything. And, you know, they're 10 steps ahead of a normal new member, but we get a lot of people that don't know anything, you know. And I myself didn't know hardly anything about what I know now, you know, and what we do. And so, yeah, that's why we're a community of entrepreneurs online. So
I like that.
Yeah, and if anybody listening wants to reach out, I started an Instagram for this radio show because Therese said she wants to have a succession, and I hope you have me back.
Oh, you can have your own show on here because we want to go before you give your Instagram page because I want you to do that.
Okay.
You guys are gonna have your own show, you know, but what I would like to see you share with us. Is you're talking about how much it's grown, and you've been in for a couple of years, I'm assuming, or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can give us the growth of the movement, the CEO movement. Give us that growth. Like you started out with 10 or 2, I don't know. You told me.
So it started with, I believe it was like 4 members, and they're the ones that started this movement. It was actually out of another movement, but they took it off and ran with it themselves and geared it a little bit differently and had some ideas. We still interact with the original group, but those 4 individuals took it off on their own and wanted to have something of their own and be able to be more involved and have more of a one-on-one training with people, because the other group of entrepreneurs that they have was good, but it was getting so big that they needed to split off. And when they did that, it started with them, and then of course it grew little by little. And in the first, I believe, 5 months after they started it was when Bobby got in, and Bobby got in at 92 or 93 people. He was like the 92nd or 93rd. And so 5-6 months, the growth was, you know, 90-something people, which isn't bad. It's pretty good, you know. I mean, starting from scratch, right? Of active participants, you know, active people with companies that they're running, you know. So that's where the members were then. And then when I got in, it was at, I believe it was like 110 or 120.
Right.
It had been probably near 120. And then since then, within the first year, after I got in, we were at, I believe, under, like, we were at, like, 600 or 700 people by the end of that year. And then we revamped it when we got closer to, I believe, 800 or 900 people. Like, we knew we were going to hit 1,000 pretty soon, you know. So we revamped the whole thing and rebranded, renamed. And that's what we teach people to do is basically create a personal brand. You know, you're branding yourself online, and people are interested in that, you know, and people find value in things that you post and find value in what you're doing, you know. And that's what you need to share with other people, even people that aren't in the community. You're sharing it with your friends on Facebook, your, you know, people on Instagram. I don't want to go too deep into it, but basically, yeah, after 1,000, it started growing fairly quicker, maybe, you know, a week, and then obviously now we're at about 100 a week, you know, so.
Wow, I love that. That's great.
Yeah, so it's just continually been growing, and it's just been evolving, you know, and it's basically been like an experience, you know, of how things online grow, you know, so, and how the community's grown since then, too, so.
I think that's wonderful.
Then, yeah, and we do Zoom calls every Tuesday, and we do it's a closer, like, we have teams within our community, and we have like a closer one-on-one. Like, we'll go over different people's wins first, and then we'll go over later on. Usually we'll gear it towards a certain aspect of the business, but if anybody's having any problems with it or anything. You know, there's people in that group, and maybe we'll have 10 or 15 people, maybe 20 people, where it's a small enough group where you can interact with everybody on a more personal level and be able to get help with your business more personally. And then we also do a mastermind on Sundays with our whole community, you know, and we go over things going on in the community, and we go over wins and people's results and what people are doing, if there's anything new that's come up, you know, different things. So it's cool that that's how we stay interacting with one another, you know. And then, of course, throughout the week, we message and we have chat groups and all kinds of stuff, you know. So
that's cool. I know. I know. I hear that. So you guys have got a great community. You've got a wonderful way to make money online, and we'll go over that another time in all the details, you know, when you're, you know, at it on another show. And you have fun. You meet lots of new people, you make money, and you make a difference. Is that right? Kind of?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I know. I
hit the nail on the head on that one.
Yeah, I was like, I was like listening to some of the videos that you shared with me yesterday, or actually, in all fairness, you shared it with me a while ago, and I was like, I need to watch it, right? Because just so you know, I've gotten some great stuff from your program, so I'm able to run because I love running. Anyway, that's another story for another day. But
I know you've already seen a little bit of the help, you know, and that's from the community, you know. So I'm glad you got to experience that, you know, and know that it's real, you know. So
yeah, no, I you know, can I share this if it's okay? Because credit to you. So I'm a runner, and I'm serious about running. And he was talking to me about it, and he says, oh, you know, you got this whole, you know, online business. I was like, okay. And he goes, I'm going to send you something. It might help you with your running. And I'll be darned. I had plantar fasciitis or plantar whatever for with my foot. And I was trying to run in January, and this was killing me. And I was like, what if I can never run again? I'm running today, and I'm running tomorrow in a St. Patty's Day race or event. So super excited. It works. Everything works. So, and I really credit you guys for that. Thank you, by the way.
Well, you're more than welcome. And, you know, there'll be more of that where that came from.
exactly. Go ahead.
No, but how did you feel like when you thought, like, hey, you know what, what if I can't run? You know, like, what if
I was like in tears, right? I was crying. Yeah. Like, what if I can never run? And then I started, this is a credit to you guys too. So I started running, right? Uh-huh. And this lady comes up and she goes, wow, you're running so much better. 3 days ago, I was like, yeah, sad, isn't it? I had an injury that I'm recovering from. And I was like, I'm still not running, but I ran a little under 8-minute mile the other day. So I was like super excited. Great, isn't it? And so I'm excited about that. So anyway, it works, just so you know, and I couldn't wait to have you on the show. And tell us an Instagram page that we can go to find out more, and not only on your shows, but in that's going to happen. And so share with us. What's an Instagram page?
So my Instagram page is
No, it's okay. It's just, nobody else hears it, just you and I. Go ahead. So what's your Instagram?
With a V, STEVEN. Judd, JUDD, _CEO. And that's my Instagram,
nice.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to reach out, you know, I created it for this show so I can see who's coming through and work with them one-on-one. If anybody has any questions or needs any more information or just wants to reach out and say hi, you know, feel free. Go to my Instagram like I said, I just started it, so I'm going to be posting more stuff on there and stuff that might help with mindset and things that different people are going through with their careers, their business, and their life. So if you guys want to check it out, I hope other people or people listening will check it out. But go ahead and go to my Instagram.
So listening now or listening later, because this is recording. You guys take care. Have a great now. And we will talk to you again. Anyway, bye, everybody.
Thanks,
bye, Stephen.
All right, bye. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right.